Welcome to Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank. I'm Sean Jankowski. The first thing Muskies head coach Jake Mueller talked about was the team's trip to the preseason camp.
Yeah, our team went to Wartburg team camp in late July, and we were there for 3 days, but really it's 2 days of practice, and it was a good opportunity to get the pads on, before anyone else did, and also a good opportunity for our team to kind of bond a little bit and get to know each other and spend some time together.
Can you talk about how the club has looked in practice leading up to today's game?
We felt really good about the way we've been practicing. Practice has gone well. This time of, late, last week, early this week, it starts to drag a little bit. So, we're ready to play a game, and our kids are excited to move forward with the game weeks.
Coming into the season, you guys have 30 seniors. How will this experience help you guys this season? And with that, can you talk about the overall numbers and compare it to the last few years?
Yeah, the numbers, have been good the last couple of years, and it's good again this year. We're probably, where we want to be at the varsity level. I think, freshman, sophomore level, we probably want to get our numbers up a little bit. They've been up the last few years, and just this year is a little bit down at those levels. But it sure is nice to have, a big senior class, and they can provide a lot as far as leadership goes. And also, it's just nice not having to teach new things to everybody all the time. So, that's certainly a benefit.
So you guys finished 5-5 last year, mm-hmm. First round of the playoffs. What are the goals this season to go over that 500 mark?
Well, we certainly want to do that. We have higher expectations, for a win-loss record to be better than that. But really, we need to focus on what we do in practice every day and the process that it takes to be a good team. And if we do that, we feel like the outcome is going to be pretty good. So, I've never told them a set number of games or anything like that. We do have some goals. There's some things we want to accomplish. We feel like a home playoff game is something that we would like to see happen here. But beyond that, I've got some things in my mind, and our kids have some things in their heads. But, we're not going to put a number on anything.
Could you talk about the freshmen and sophomores, how they're looking so far? Mm-hmm. And could there be some underclassmen that could see some varsity minutes?
Well, I have seen the freshman practice just a little bit, and haven't had too much of a chance to see them play yet. But our sophomores, I see them practice quite a bit. We do a lot of individual drills with our sophomore group, and we feel like they have a chance to be a pretty good team this season. At this point, we don't anticipate anybody playing up, but as the season goes on, injuries might happen, and never say never, but as of right now, we don't anticipate anybody moving up.
Who has emerged as leaders and or captains on your ball club?
Yeah, right now, this past week, we voted for the team captains, and the team captains that were voted on by the teammates were Drake Kulik, Zach Bartley, Max Weber, John Crow, Luke Ron Bueller, and Jake Schultz. And so they've stepped up and done a great job, but we've had a ton of great senior leadership so far.
Now turning to tonight's focus against Davenport Central, you guys beat them pretty easily last year. How do you keep your guys focused in a game that could get one-sided?
Well, we'll see. As far as one-sided, I don't know about that yet, but hopefully it turns out that way. But I don't think it's hard to keep a kid's focus that first game. There's just so much anticipation to play, and it's hard to prepare for because you don't know what you're going to get out of a team. We've never seen them this year on film, and last season was last season. This team has not beaten Central yet, so it's a brand new season.
What goals have you and your coaching staff come up with for this first game against Davenport Central?
Really, we just kind of need to establish an identity on offense and find out what we can do, what we're good at. There's some tempo things we want to do to get accomplished. And, as far as the goals, we just want to keep improving. We want to see a level raised from our practices into the game. And so, hopefully we can see that.
I know it's the first game of the year, but is there any nicks, knacks, injuries, some big injuries through training camp and stuff like that?
Really, right now, we got a few kids that are nicked up a little bit, some minor things, but there's nothing significant at this point, which is good. We do have a few kids that, are fighting through some minor things, but hopefully, in time, that'll take care of itself.
All right, Coach, it's right before kickoff, and have you guys in the locker room. What are you telling you guys right before they take the field?
It's about time. It's time to go, and we've been working a long time for this. They started their off season weights last December, And it's been a long off season. We've talked about this day for a long time, and finally it's here. And I'm excited. They're excited. And I shouldn't have to say too much to get them excited for this game. So I'm going to keep my words limited, and hopefully just let them know that it's time to go. And I think they'll be ready to go.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight against Davenport Central.
All right. Thank you.
And that will do it for Coach's Corner, brought to you by First National Bank. I'm Sean Jankowski. Coming up next, it's the season opener right here on MAC 93.1 FM. It's the Muskies and Blue Devils live from Brady Street Stadium. John Bryan and Brian Musel will have the call right after this on MAC 93.1 FM.